This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's the subject of two court cases today in New York. One has to do with how New York State aims to collect over $457 million that he owes in his civil business fraud case. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
State Attorney General Letitia James won the judgment against Donald Trump in civil court and has said that if the former president doesn't have the money to pay, she would seek to seize his assets and was prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid. Trump has been trying to get a state appeals court to excuse him from a requirement that he provide financial guarantees showing he's good for the money while he appeals the staggering almost half a billion dollar verdict.
And then there's the hush money case, also in New York.
The judge is weighing whether Donald Trump will go on trial for what the Manhattan DA says are falsified business records by the former president during his 2016 campaign for covering up an extramarital affair with Stormy Daniels, something Trump denies.
The AP's Julie Walker in New York. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will step down from the embattled company at the end of the year, and he's not the only one. Stan Deal, president and CEO of Boeing's commercial airplanes unit, will retire. And board chair Larry Kellner says he will not run for re-election. A big winter-like storm's in the forecast for parts of the central U.S. Heavy snow, thunderstorms, possible tornadoes. Much of the nation's trying to recover from severe weather, hail and flooding in California. In the Northeast, heavy snow, freezing rain, and flooding. Vice President Kamala Harris meets with Guatemala's president today in Washington as the U.S. wrestles with the number of immigrants at the border. This is AP News. To Russia now in the concert hall attack that killed so many people. The AP's Charles Deledesma.
Four men accused of staging the Russia concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared before a Moscow court on Sunday on terrorism charges, showing signs of severe beatings. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. Court statements said two of the suspects accepted their guilt in the assault, though the men's condition has raised questions about whether they were speaking freely. There have been conflicting reports in Russian media outlets that said three or all four have admitted culpability. I'm Charles Deledesma.
An 18-year-old California man who survived a mountain lion attack that killed his 21-year-old brother is expected to recover. This happened in a remote area northeast of Sacramento. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.